Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with the book of Job. Job chapter 1 and verse 6. The Bible says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Amen. Now turn over to Job chapter 2 and verse 1. Job chapter 2 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "And again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From walking to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." I want to say, I thank God for the name of Jesus. Amen. A name above all names, praise God. I thank Him. Praise the Lord. As you look at this tonight, I won't preach just a little while, and I told you I'm going to kind of do a little bit of a mini-series, if you will, on what do you expect? What do you expect? And tonight I want to preach on this thought: what do you expect from the devil? Amen. What do you expect from the devil? I believe we need to know the tactics of the devil so we can build a godly defense. And we need to realize, praise God, that there is a devil, praise God. Satan is real tonight, and he's out to destroy, praise God. He's out to destroy you. He's out to destroy me. He's out to destroy our homes, our families, our relationship, and our church tonight. And he's out to destroy the United States of America. Amen. That's the devil's plan of attack, praise God. That's what he plans to do. Amen. He plans to tear up and destroy. Looking at this tonight, I want to just give you a brief outline on the devil. Amen. I want to tell you about that fiendish rascal so you know who he is. Amen. That God can help your heart to realize he's just a stinking devil, demon, praise God, a deserving of hell. Amen. And one of these days he's going to be cast into the fire, to the pit, praise God. And glory be to God, he'll be done with him. But under then, praise God, we've got an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. It's on our side to help us all the way to the end of the way. So we see the devil, we see the Bible tells that he had a beginning. In Ezekiel chapter 28, the Bible tells us this, in verse 11. He said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," to Ezekiel, and he says this, "Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." Amen. Now he's talking about this king of Tyrus, but he's going way beyond the king of Tyrus, and he's talking about old Lucifer. He's talking about the devil, praise God, the very demon of hell, praise the Lord, that we need to stand against tonight. And he said, this one that's full of pride and arrogance, amen, that far supersedes any king that's ever been on this earth when it comes to pride and arrogance. Amen. That's who the devil is. He's full of pride and arrogance. But he's also perfect in, he's got wisdom and he's perfect in beauty. He's not some little fella running around with horns and a pointy tail. That's not the devil. Now, the devil's a beautiful being. Amen. But he's not something to be desired by a child of God. He said, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, and the sardis, and the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, and the craftsmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created." Amen. Now, don't you notice that the devil, Lucifer, praise God, was created. Amen. He said, "Thou art the anointed cherubim that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walking up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created." Now listen to this. "Till iniquity was found in thee." What was that? That's sinfulness. Amen. He started going past what God wanted to desires of his own heart. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get to be caught up in ourselves, praise God. Instead of going after what God wants, taking what God's got for us, we start going after the desires of our own hearts. Amen. And when you do that, we get out of the will of God. And that's just exactly where the devil wants us to be. Amen. He said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thy with violence. Amen. Listen to this. And thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, and that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and will devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee, though thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Amen. So we see the origin of the devil, Satan, and we see the power that he has. Amen. Don't ever underestimate the devil. He's a powerful foe. Amen. Yes, he is. But if you'll turn over to Isaiah, you can see the fall of Satan. Amen. Do you realize he messed up and he fell? Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12. He talks about the fall of the devil. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit. Now you notice what's happening here? He's got eye problems. Amen. That was his fall. That was his failure. The devil had eye problems. If we get eye problems, we'll fall too. See, the Bible says that pride cometh before a fall. When we start saying, I, amen. But we'll say, if we ain't very careful, we say, you know what? I worked hard and I've got this and I've got that. Praise God, I ain't got nothing except but the grace of God. I mean, everything that I have, everything I am, what I am, Paul said, by the grace of God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Everything I am, praise God. Everything I have is because of the grace of God. Amen. Praise God. I don't take credit for none of it. Amen. I've told you, we say a lot of times, well, you know, preacher, I get up, I work hard, I go get you. Sure, who gives you the breath? Who gets you out of that bed? God Almighty does. Amen. Without Him, you'd lay there paralyzed as a paralytic and you wouldn't even get up. Amen. But He gives us the strength, praise God, to rise up. But He said, verse 13, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. See, his eye problems. Everything's I. Now, if he had thrown in, if God will, there a time or two, amen, if it be the will of God, we might do this or that. Amen. That takes the eye out of it and puts it back in the hands of God. See how much difference one little word can make? He said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides, now let's just, the sides of the pit. And they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. Amen. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those, now this is of those that are slain, thrust through with the sword to go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden underfoot. Amen. He said, I. And God said, I don't think so, devil. Amen. Amen. And that was the fall of him when he began to lift up his sails. Amen. So the devil fell when he had eye problems. Not that he couldn't see, but that he didn't want to see. Just like a lot of the world today. Now, where's the devil at now, you might say? You say, well, preacher, if he's been cast out, where is he at now? Job said here that in our reading, I read in our text tonight that the devil is present and he's going to and fro, praise God, walking about in the world in which we live in. Amen. Going into heaven and accusing the brethren. Amen. He's going, where's he at? He's going wherever he wants to go. Amen. That's what he does. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord. Job 1:1-7. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Amen. That's what the devils are doing today. He's walking up and going to and fro, walking up and down in the earth. Amen. Looking for whom he can devour. He's as a roaring lion, looking to devour. Who's he looking to devour? Me and you. Looking to devour our children, our homes, our lives. Destroy and tear up. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. And he goes on over there. It was another day come up, and they said, here he come again. He said, where have you been? He said, walking to and fro, up and down. Amen. What's he doing today, Brother David? Walking to and fro, up and down. Amen. Still looking to destroy and tear up. Amen. But you know, in all that, he's got a kingdom. Do you realize the devil's got a kingdom tonight? Oh, he's proud. He thinks he's got, he's all that. Look over in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in heavenly places. Who is that? That's the devil. Amen. That, he said, we're wrestling against these. We're having combat. That's why he said in verse 1, to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against what? The wiles, the tactics of the devil. Amen. We need to know how to stand against the wiles, because he's got a kingdom. It's in this world in which we live. Amen. Going to and fro in it. Amen. That's where he's at. He's ruling and reigning in this present world. So that's his kingdom. So if you've got a kingdom, then you've got to have subjects. So who's his subjects? Amen? Who is the devil's subject? Well, number one, angels. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7, the Bible says, there was a war in heaven. Now this is going to be during tribulation. And there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought, and what? His angels. So who's the subject of the devil? Amen. Satan is angels. Amen. He's got angels that's a helping him, praise God. Now I want to say, there's only one devil, there's only one Satan, but there's many, many demons, praise God, in this world. Amen. Many, many, praise God, that we see. So we see that there's angels, but there's also demons. Do you realize these demons in the world? These people in the Lord's time, there was a whole lot of people that was demon-possessed. I won't say in the day and hour we live, I believe these people that's demon-possessed. Amen? Where somebody take their little old young and praise God, and kill them or run them off in the ocean, that's just full of the devil. Amen? Ain't nothing else could do, make cause a mama to do that to her children, but the devil, amen. Amen. The devil's still just as real, praise God, as he's always been. And they still demons, praise God, that's out to do his bidding. Amen. We see over in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. In verse 22. The Bible says, Then was brought unto him one possessed of a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Amen. So what did he have? He was a demon. Amen. A devil is representative of a demon. He was a demon in this poor soul. Amen. That was tormenting him. See, demons is going about looking where they can be embodied, where they can find something that they can use. Amen. That's why when that old Gadarene, remember over in Luke chapter 8, that Gadarean was over there, and he was, and the Bible said that he was full of demons. Amen. Had a multitude, lead of demons in him. Amen. And he's looking for a place to go. Didn't want to be cast into the deep. Didn't want to go into the abyss, into the pit. They said, Lord, if you just cast us out into those swine. Amen. They'd rather be in the pig than to be cast out into abyss. And so he permitted them to go out of that man into those swine. And those swine said, we ain't going to be possessed by a bunch of demons from hell. Praise God, we're going to commit suicide. Amen. Amen. And they run off into the ocean, praise in the Sea of Galilee, and were drowned. Rather than to be possessed by demons, amen. Praise the Lord. But they were many demons that was in them. So we see the subjects of the devil, they are angels and demons. But I want to say something. There's somebody else that's a subject to the devil tonight. He has subjects in his kingdom. Who is it? It's unregenerated human beings. You say, oh me, preacher, There's no human beings that's subject to the devil. I beg to differ. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. Amen. The age. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is that? That's the devil. Amen. The power in this present world. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. You know what? Those that's disobedient to God, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they're subjects to the devil. He said, among whom also, listen to this, we all had our conversation in times past. Amen. That's the way we live. There's a manner of life that we had when we're lost. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you mean I'm a follower of Satan? Amen. We've got two choices. We either follow the Lord Jesus Christ or we follow the devil. I'm so tired of these wishy-washy things saying you can run in the middle of the road, everything will be all right. I mean, I'm telling you, we're living today and here. We need to choose whose side we're on. Amen. Amen. If we're going to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and be call ourselves a child of God, then we need to get on Jesus' side. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12 said, as a tree leans, so shall it fall. One of these days, pray God, our tree's going to fall. And if we ain't leaning hard towards Jesus, we may not make it to glory. Amen. We may not make it to heaven if we ain't leaning hard for Jesus. Amen. I don't want to be a straddling the fence when Jesus says, come up hither. Amen. I don't want to be straddling the fence when I stand before Him and have to give an account of my life. Amen. My line's been living in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and I want to be found leaning toward Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but my tree falls, I want to fall toward Jesus. Amen. I don't want to be teeter-tattering on the edge and have to worry. Maybe that worldly wind will come along and blow me the other way. Amen. Boy, I'd be scared in my soul if I knowed I was in that condition. Amen. But praise God, I realize that I'm living for Jesus. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Amen. But He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. What caused us to serve the devil? Our stinking flesh and lust thereof. Fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. We're living day and hour where people say, well, if I can think it, I can do it. And they do. What wicked times we're living in. Amen. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So there was a time, praise God, we were subjects of the devil. Amen. The unrighteous, those unregenerated souls, praise God, those that's lost out here in the world, they're servants of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can see that. In Matthew chapter 13, in verse 38, it talks about the tares and the wheat. And he said, something's come along and it's planted good seed, but said something's come along in the night. Praise God. We look at it, it's planted tares. Amen. And he said those tares was of the wicked one. Amen. Said those wasn't of, hey, praise God, they wasn't of the Lord, praise God. They was of the devil. And and if you ain't very careful, praise God, the old devil, he'll plant one here, one there, two or three here, and praise God, to root up and destroy and to shade out that's good. Amen. But you got to be careful because you go to root them out. And if you ain't careful, you'll hurt two or three good plants. Amen. So what you got to do, you just got to preach love and preach Jesus, preach the truth, praise God. And you know what happens? Those old tires can't stand that much light, can't stand that much fertilizer, praise God. And it kills them, and they got to either get better, praise God, or move out. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give them Jesus, glory to God. So we see the devil, amen, and what we expect from him. We know he's a religion, we know his power, we know his fall, we know where he's at. Amen. We know the subjects that he has. But let me just give you just a couple of the methods that he uses. I got to look at this. I was looking at this Monday, and I got to going through from the beginning to the end. You know what? He doesn't change his tactic much. The devil's tactics are always the same. He started out in Genesis chapter 3. And it's always been a warfare against good and evil. Amen. Let me re-say that, against good and evil. Amen? Because I believe good's always on the right side. Amen? I believe good's always going to be on the right side. And evil's going to be on the other side or somewhere in between. So we have this evil, this good and evil, this warfare that's going on. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 23, we see Adam and Eve, praise God, and it's how that the devil came upon them, he deceived them, and got them kicked out of the garden. Amen? You remember the story? He came and he deceived them. He made them think that, you know, if they'd do these things, that they'd be just like God. Ain't that what he wanted from the beginning? Amen? He knew that was a lie because that got him kicked out. Amen? But he said, you know what? I'm going to get them to believe the same lie that I believe, and so I'll get them kicked out too. Victory number one. Therefore, Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. Amen. And he come along and he found their children. Down here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8, he come upon old Cain and he put bitterness in his heart towards his brother. You know the story. And Cain rose up and he murdered his brother. Amen. So see, the devil done started. He said, I'll take that one that's weak and I'll have him destroy that one that's strong for the Lord. Victory number two. You see how this thing's a playing out? The method that the devil uses, he never changes his tactics. Amen. And he goes on to Genesis chapter 6. And when the sons of God come and they're there and Satan comes upon them, he said, hey, listen. He said, have you considered these daughters of men, how beautiful and fair they are? And the Bible says that they left their first estate and they come down there, praise God, to these beautiful women. Amen. And they defiled them. And the devil says, there's another one. Amen? There's another one. Victory. You see how he's playing this thing out? He doesn't change his tactic. He just approaches it a little different. Good versus evil. To try to destroy and to tear down. And then when the thing plays out, God's wrath has to be poured out. And God says, you know what? I'm going to have to get rid of this mess. So God decides he's going to send a flood. Amen. But he said there was a man that was righteous. And that man's name was Noah. So he comes on Noah and he said, you know what? I need you to do something for me. So I need you to build a big old boat to the delivering of your family. Amen. So old Noah, he gets out there and he begins to build a boat. And for 123 years, he's a building, praise God. He's a hammering and a beating and he's a preaching the gospel. Amen. The Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. So he preached what was right for 120 years. Nobody wanted to hear what he had to say. But he kept a building a boat. God put him in. He sealed him in. And he delivered him safe and sound. Destroyed everything else on earth. Boy, don't you think the devil, praise God, don't you think he had a heyday that day? He said, glory be to God, I got them all but eight. Amen. He said, I've took care of all of them but eight. Praise be to God. Amen. Hey, but he wasn't praising God. He was praising to himself. Look what I've done. Victory is mine, praise the Lord. And then old Noah got over there, and the Bible says after a certain period of time in that ark, that God come along and said, Noah, it's time to get you and animals out. Said, you can come out now. Everything's all right. Amen. So the Bible says that old Noah, he come out of that ark, and he planted a vineyard, and he began to build it. And they said, you know, just go ahead and be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He got excited about what God had done for it. He planted a vineyard, and the Bible said he was tempted of the devil. And he thought, well, you know, it won't hurt. He said, boy, look what I've done. Look what I've done. Look what I've brought. He said, just to celebrate, I'm just going to have me a little drink. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, just to celebrate. So I'm going to have me just a little bit, praise God, of this wine, just to celebrate a little bit. And the next thing you know, he done condemned his son Ham. Amen? Done destroyed his family. Does that sound so familiar? Amen? The devil destroying and tearing down. Victory for the devil. Amen? You see how this plays out? And it just continues to play out. And then we see that the descendants of Noah, Genesis chapter 11, they go on around, it rocks on down, they get over and they said, you know what? I said, you know, I believe that we got the stuff here, we've got the swamps and the slime pits, I believe we can build mortar, and we can make mortar and brick, and we can build us a tower, praise God. Hey, we don't need God no more, praise God. We got a means of fabricating us a way to God. We'll build us a tower, praise God, and we'll just march up, praise God, right in the throne room of grace. Amen. See how the devil deceives? They begin to build that tower up there. Amen. The devil said, yeah, you can do it. You don't need God. Amen. You can work your way in. Amen. God looked down on him. He said, what in the world they're doing now? He said, they're building a tower. A tower for what? He said, to get to heaven. God said, well, that's enough of that foolishness. He said, go down there and confound our language. They won't be able to understand. You know what he did? The devil said, hey, you can build your way, work your way, you can get your way into heaven. And praise God. But God said, you know what? He said, I'm going to have to go down there and work on that. I don't have to get rid of that. And praise God. What the devil didn't realize, praise God, is he was worth. What God, the people didn't realize that the devil was deceiving them. Praise God. He was destroying the unity. Amen. He was destroying the unity of the people. They would never come together again, united as one. Amen. Because the devil. And the devil said, whoa, I didn't even see that coming. I said, thank you. Amen. Where did all that come from? Pride and presumption. They presumed that they could work their way in. They believed that they could get in. Amen. They didn't realize, praise God, once that unity was broken, it's a hard thing to get back. Amen? But the devil, it's what he does. So that's victory for the devil. And then you got Abraham, Father Abraham. He come out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he headed out. And the Bible says that he had a wife, and first thing about the old devil done is he touched her womb, and he said, well, you know what? They just said you're going to make a great seed out of you as the stars in heaven, as the sands of the sea. Amen. He said it's going to be a heavenly people and an earthly people. Praise God. He said there are going to be multitudes. But the devil said, no, he won't either, because I'm going to shut her womb up. And the old devil touched old Sarah's womb where she couldn't conceive. He said, victory is mine. Amen. Do you see how he plays it out? I mean, it goes, you can just march it right through the Word of God. Well, just instant after instant, praise God, how the devil works. And he's still working the same way. Then we come to Joseph. Remember the story of Joseph? Joseph comes in there. Joseph is a type of Christ. Amen? And the devil tries every way in the world to get him to mess up. But Joseph never messes up. He stays faithful to God. So they get this old gal by the name of Potiphar's wife. And they get her to go down there and try to seduce him. Amen. You know the story. The old devil says, well, I'll get this old Jezebel to go in there and seduce him. Try to get him to commit adultery. And then I'll have him. Boy, he'll be a real type of Christ, won't he? Amen. And the old seducer comes along. She lays hands on him. Praise God. He run out of there and left his coat in there. Praise God. And got out of town. Amen. They got him and they locked him up, put him in a prison house. I thought they'd destroy him. Thought they'd destroy his will. He'd come out there a different person. And boy, he did. Praise the Lord. But he stayed faithful to God. The old devil said, well, you see the devil, when old Joseph was cast into that prison, he said, ha, victory is mine. Amen. That's what he's doing. He's still doing it today. And if we ain't very careful, we let him have victories over our life. But he just keeps marching and keeps. And Moses come along. Come time for deliverance. Amen. Little Moses is born over there of his mother and his father. And the Bible says that the old Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And he said, you take all those little old boys and you kill them. Throw them in the Nile for the crocodiles. Amen. The old devil steps, victory is mine. But did they know it? There'd be one little old baby that'd be hid in the bulrush. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pharaoh's daughter would come down there and find him and raise him as her own. Amen. Praise God. God's always got a way of giving the devil a black eye. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it rocks on. And you can see all the way through the Word of God, you can see this taking place. All the way down to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus was born. The Bible said Jesus was born in a little town called Bethlehem. Amen. And there's no king over there named Herod. And the Bible said that Herod, his heart was hardened. He said, hey, what? You know what? He said, as he inquired of the of those wise men, he said, all the little old boys, 2 years old and down, he said, kill them. Amen. The devil said, victory. Victory. Amen. He's always wanting victory. It's always about him. Amen. But the Bible says they took Jesus, they took him, carried him off to Egypt, saved him alive, amen. So you see how this thing plays out? And then the Bible says that Jesus growed up and he became a man. The devil offered him all the kingdoms and things of this world. He just looked at him, he said, hey, in my Father's house. Amen. Amen. He said, I don't need nothing you got, devil. And then he said, the devil said, well, I'll fix you. Come a day, Jesus went up the hill called Calvary. He laid up the Golgotha and he laid down his life on the cross of Calvary. After they had beaten him, boy, can't you see the devil? Victory. Oh, look at that beating. Ripped him to shreds. Victory. He laid down his life for me and you on the cross of Calvary. And the devil said, victory. Amen. He gave up the ghost. He said, it's finished. And he died. Amen. He gave up the ghost. Don't you know the devil shouted for glee? Victory, victory, victory's mine, praise God. Amen. But little he know that in 3 days, 3 days, praise God, that on the first day of the week. You know, it amazes me that Jesus didn't get up on the Sabbath. Everybody's so set on keeping the Sabbath. Amen. But the Bible says the first day of the week is when we worship God. Amen. We celebrate a risen Savior, praise God. And we worship a risen Savior on the first day of the week. Amen. Why? Because the Sabbath wasn't meant for me and you. Sabbath was given to the Jew. Amen. It was never given to the Gentile. Amen. He said, remember the Sabbath. Amen. But if you go over to the New Testament, he don't even, of all the commandments that they reinstate in the New Testament, he doesn't say anything about us keeping the Sabbath. Now, he said that they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and they taught. Jesus did that. But he said the disciples went in there and they taught, they preached on the Sabbath. But when it come time to worship, praise God, it was the first day of the week. Amen. They came together. A lot of places you can find that. You know, if you want them, see me, I'll give them to you. But the Bible says that first day of the week, Jesus got up. Boy, the devil, he was having him a heyday. He thought he had him right where he wanted him. But praise God, on that third and appointed day, Jesus come out of there, praise God. Amen. The angels of glory shouting the praises. Amen. Heaven was alive and vibrant that day. That early morning, praise God, when Jesus came out. Amen. The devil, he said, what do you expect from the devil? We expect the same thing. Day after day, year after year, month after month. He's going to just keep on doing the same thing. He's just going to keep on trying to deceive, destroy, and tear down because that's what he does. But I'm so glad today, praise God, that we're not serving the devil. We're serving a risen Savior, one that went to the cross. Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians. He said he had a rough time against the devil. Remember, it was a devil that put that thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan, amen, that done that. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul said this when he's talking to him. He said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. But Satan hindered us. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, we can't even begin to think that Satan ain't going to bother us. That the devil, we can expect him to hinder us. We can expect him to bother us, to hinder us, to try to manipulate us, try to use us, try to destroy us all the days of our life because that's who he is. That's what he does. But when we've been made wise to the wiles of the devil, praise God, we can go into this thing with our eyes wide open and say, you know what? I expect the devil to work against me. Amen. I expect the devil to try to do all the things he can because he's my adversary. He's not on my side. But he said, Peter said, you know what? We have an adversary with the devil. But he said we need to be casting our cares, all of our cares, on the Lord. That casting means to cast and to keep casting. Amen. Just keep casting them. Just keep casting them. Just keep casting. Because God's a hearing. Amen. The devil's going to keep working. He's going to keep trying to destroy, tear down, and try to defeat us. But praise God, I want to say, he may get victory here and there, but praise God, the ultimate victory is ours in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. So we just stay vigilant, aware of the wiles of the devil, praise God. Know that he wants to destroy it and tear it down, but praise God, but just settle it in our hearts. Not out in your mind, but in your heart, that we're not going to let him do it, not at my house. Amen. When we settle it and say, Lord, he may do it, but he's not going to do it in my house. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you mean? What does that mean? It means that you submit yourself to the Lord and you put up a resistance. And the Bible says he's gone. He flees. He'll go somewhere else and bother an easier target. Amen. You know why the devil gives us such a heyday, has such a heyday with us? Because we make ourselves sometimes an easy target. Amen. An easy target because we're not putting up a resistance. Amen. But if we put up that resistance, what do you expect from the devil? Trouble. Amen. All you can expect from the devil is trouble. Amen. That's all you can expect. We'll have it all the days of our life till the Lord takes us out of here. But we have to remember that He, the Lord Jesus, is on our side. We have an advocate with the Father. And He knows the feeling of our infirmities, that weakness and the lack of strength that we have. And He more than makes up for that. If we'll just trust Him today to help us and encourage us and to give us that we need day by day. Amen. The strength to overcome the devil. Amen. He's real. He's real. He's a real adversary. He's out to tear down and destroy. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus is there to, everything He's trying to destroy, He's there to build up, including me and you. Amen. To encourage our hearts that we might encourage someone else. Amen.